Our subject today is tektites, but I'll let Dr. Rolf Erickson, Professor Emeritus of Geology at Sonoma State, explain what they are.
True tektites form as asteroid impact splash debris when a very large extraterrestrial body, typically an asteroid several kilometers across, crashes into the Earth. The impact generates an enormous amount of heat, and that in turn melts a lot of the upper crust of the Earth. Some of it sprays out into space, where it breaks up into billions of little drops, and then those little drops solidify into glass almost instantly in the cold of space. Many of them will get pulled back down into the Earth by the Earth's gravity, 1,000 miles in all directions around the impact site. The ground will be littered with billions of these little glass spheres, which are typically about the size of a golf ball.
There are 4 known areas of the world where tektites are usually found: in Southeast Asia, Czechoslovakia, Africa, and Texas. So when Erickson was presented with a box full of what appear to be tektites, which had been collected from the vineyards of Dry Creek Valley, he promptly sought scientific confirmation.
The first thing I did was send a couple to the Center for Meteoroid Research at Arizona State University, someone who had seen a lot of them and knew a lot about them, and got this enthusiastic letter back from this guy saying, "Yes, they're tektites!" And then I showed them to several other friends who have some familiarity with tektites, and they all said, "Nah, they're not tektites."
That was 19 years ago, and while many more such rocks have been found since, often collected as curiosities and now known unofficially as Hillsborough glass, there also have been some found in the stream bed of Putaw Creek near Davis. Erickson says tests have confirmed they came from the same source.
We have done radioactive age dating on them. They're all exactly the same age at 2.8 million years, or Upper Pliocene. They have the same geochemistry. We've sent individual ones off for chemical analysis, and all the details of their chemistry are the same.
But that source remains an open question. If they are tektites, they must be from some still unidentified crater, perhaps off on the ocean floor or the continental shelf. An alternate theory suggests they are artifacts from Northern California's volcanic past, perhaps from what is now called Glass Mountain.
Glass Mountain is made of obsidian, same as these guys, and it's exactly the same age. It's 2.8 million years old also. So the big question is whether these are in some way derived from Glass Mountain or whether they're tektites.
One characteristic of tektites is their extremely low moisture content. Erickson says that hasn't really helped clarify the identity of the Hillsborough glass objects.
True tektites have vanishingly small quantities of water in them. Ours have some water, but not as much as most volcanic obsidians. So they have more than other tektites, but less than typical volcanics. We have a lot of properties like that, which are sort of intermediate in these, and we don't know what that means.
One thing that might help clarify the source question would be finding more of these objects even farther away from Glass Mountain. Erickson says he knows of one, just one, that was found maybe 50 years ago somewhere in southern Oregon. That's intriguing, but hardly enough to suggest any conclusions. But he's always interested in hearing about, or better yet, actually seeing, more of the mysterious rocks. Anyone with samples to show can reach him through the SSU Geology Department. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.